आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सरबजीत कौर। द हेडलाइंस। कैंपेनिंग फॉर फर्स्ट फेज ऑफ लोकसभा इलेक्शंस इन टॉप गियर विद पोलिंग डेट कमिंग क्लोजर। लीडर्स ऑफ वेरियस पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज लीव नो स्टोन अनटर्न्ड टू वू वोटर्स। Kuwait's Amir appoints Ahmed Abdullah Al Ahmed Al Sabah as new Prime Minister of Kuwait. IMD forecasts light to moderate rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India till 21st of this month. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 25 runs. And now the news in detail. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections is in top gear as the leaders of various political parties are campaigning across states to woo the voters. The leaders are leaving no stone unturned as the polling date for the first phase approaches. The polling for this phase is on 19th of this month in 102 constituencies spread across 21 states and union territories. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address two public meetings in Gaya and Purnia in Bihar today in support of NDA candidates. First election rally will be held in Gaya parliamentary constituencies, where Prime Minister will address a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan this morning. The second public meeting will be held at Rangbhumi Maidan in Purnia this afternoon. After the announcement of Lok Sabha elections, this is the third visit of Prime Minister Modi to Bihar. Earlier, he had held public meetings in Jamui and Nevada parliamentary constituencies this month. Polling in Gaya is in the first phase on 19th, while Purnia Lok Sabha segment will go to polls on 26th of this month in the second phase. Prime Minister will also address two public meetings in West Bengal today. He will address a Vijay Sankalp Yatra at Balurghat Railway Ground in support of party's Lok Sabha candidate from Balurghat parliamentary constituency. Later, he will address another meeting at Raiganj. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories during the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Jalpaiguri Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal. More details from our correspondent. We apologize for that dispatch not being brought to you. Moving on further in the news, campaigning for the first and second phase is in full swing in Madhya Pradesh. Our correspondent reports that the process of filing nominations for the third phase is also gaining momentum.
Senior BJP leader and Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will lead a roadshow in Chhindwara today. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav and other BJP leaders will also campaign in various areas. On the other hand, Samajwadi Party and Congress have jointly announced to support All India Forward Bloc candidate R.V. Prajapati on Khajuraho Lok Sabha seat. The Youth Congress has started a door-to-door campaign to reach the party's manifesto to the common people. Meanwhile, 15 candidates submitted 19 nomination papers yesterday for the third phase of Lok Sabha elections in Madhya Pradesh. So far, 27 nomination papers have been filed by 22 candidates. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Bastar parliamentary constituency of Chhattisgarh, voting will be held in the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. In this left-wing extremism-affected constituency, about 2,000 polling stations have been set up. More than 200 of these polling stations have been shifted due to security reasons. A report.
Bastar Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh is one of the most affected areas of the country. Under this Lok Sabha constituency, there are 6 polling stations in Bijapur district where people will be able to vote again after about 20 years. With the establishment of security camps in the surrounding areas, the villagers residing in Pusnar, Bechapal, Palnar and Galgam areas are again able to vote in their villages after a long time. District Collector Anurag Pandey said that many activities are being organized under the voter awareness campaign. Superintendent of Police Dr. Jitendra Yadav has said that every possible measure has been taken to conduct the voting process in a peaceful manner. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
With the Lok Sabha elections in Uttarakhand drawing near, the state's major political parties, Congress and BJP, are ramping up their campaign activities. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah is slated to address a public gathering at Kotdwar within the Garhwal parliamentary constituency this afternoon. BJP has fielded Anil Baluni for the Garhwal Lok Sabha seat against Ganesh Godyal of Congress. The campaign machinery of Congress, BSP and Uttarakhand Kranti Dal is also operating at full throttle. Notably, on April 19th, a significant 83,37,914 eligible voters in the state will exercise their franchise, determining the electoral fate of 55 candidates vying for the 5 Lok Sabha seats. In Meghalaya, the Election Commission has taken various efforts to motivate the voters to exercise their franchise. The state will also go to polls in the first phase.
Among the major tribal groups of Meghalaya, the Khasi tribe inhabits the Khasi Hills region, while the Garo and Jaintia Hills in the Garo Hills region are predominantly inhabited by the Jaintia tribe. The Election Commission has made short films in Khasi, Garo and Jaintia languages to tackle the challenges. The message of exercising franchises is also being given to the youth by organizing friendly matches of football. Technical sessions are being organized in various schools and colleges to teach students how to use electronic voting machine with VVPAT. Paritosh Dikshit, Akashwani, Shillong.
In Arunachal Pradesh, the first batch of polling team was airlifted with polling material to 4 interior and remote polling booths yesterday. These polling booths are in Pip Sorang Circle under Tali Assembly Constituency in Kradadi District. Toko Babu, OST to Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer, said the team will be stationed at Tali and from there it will undertake foot march to reach the 4 respective polling booths. He said that the polling stations where foot march will be required, the polling teams will leave on 17th of this month for their respective polling stations from district headquarters. He also informed that in the state, 33 poll-related incidents of violence have been reported so far and cases are registered at the respective polling stations. He added that one person has lost his life in poll-related violence in West Kamang district. Arunachal Pradesh is going for simultaneous Lok Sabha and Assembly polls in a single phase on 19th of this month. We now bring you a report on Jalpaiguri Lok Sabha constituency of West Bengal.
Jalpaiguri in West Bengal will go under poll on 19th April under the first phase of Lok Sabha election. There are more than 18 lakh voters in this constituency, in which more than 8 lakhs are female voters. There are 13 third gender voters also. This is a reserved seat for scheduled caste and consists of 7 assembly constituencies. There are more than 1900 polling stations in Jalpaiguri parliamentary constituency. Election Commission has provided facility for home voting for Divya of 40 plus disability and old persons aged 85 plus. Home voting was conducted in the presence of central and state forces. Commission is doing everything for a free and fair vote. Awareness campaigns had been organized by the Commission at various parts of this constituency to persuade voters to come more in numbers on the voting day. Various political parties are doing public meetings and road shows to influence the voters of this Lok Sabha constituency. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news. The Supreme Court issued a notice to the Enforcement Directorate, ED, yesterday on Delhi CM Arvind Kejriwal's petition. He had filed the petition seeking his release from custody in relation to the alleged Delhi excise scam case. The Apex Court will hear the case again on 29th of this month and has refused to consider the plea for an interim release without waiting for the ED's reply. Delhi Rouse Avenue Court extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal till 23rd of this month. In Orissa, at least 5 persons, including a woman, died and more than 35 others were injured after a bus fell from a bridge in Jajpur district last night. The incident took place on Barabati Bridge on National Highway 16 when the bus was en route to Haldia in West Bengal from Puri. The seriously injured passengers, including women and children, were taken to SCB Medical College and Hospital at Cuttack for better treatment. Noted Carnatic musician K.G. Jain passed away at Tiruppunthura in Kochi early this morning. He was 90. Known for his devotional songs, Jain composed more than 1,000 songs and has been the music director for a few Malayalam and Tamil films. A Padma Shri recipient, Jain was also rewarded the Kerala Sangeet Academy and the Harivarsanam Awards. Malayalam actor Manoj K. Jain is his younger son. Kuwait's Emir appointed Ahmed Abdullah Al Ahmed Al Sabah as the new Prime Minister of Kuwait yesterday. This decision follows the resignation of former Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed Sabah Al Salem Al Sabah on 7th of this month, shortly after being designated to form a government. Sheikh Mohammed submitted his cabinet's resignation a day before following the election of a new parliament on 4th of this month. Sheikh Ahmed's appointment came after the election of a new parliament, the fourth since December 2020. The new Prime Minister was Minister of Finance and Communications from 1999 to 2005, before serving as the Minister of Health, Minister of Oil and Minister of Information from 2006 to 2011. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India till the 21st of this month. The weather department said these conditions will prevail over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya during the next 6 days. In North India, rainfall and snowfall with thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds of up to 40 km per hour will prevail over parts of Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand from the 18th to the 21st of this month. The weather agency said that maximum temperatures will rise by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over central India during the next 2 days and by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius over East India and Maharashtra during the next 3 to 4 days. On to sports news now. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 25 runs at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru last night. Chasing a target of 288 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru made 262 for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Kolkata Knight Riders will take on Rajasthan Royals at Eden Gardens in Kolkata today. The match will begin at 7:30 this evening. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sarabjit. Most papers today open with the forecast of above normal rainfall during the upcoming monsoon season. The Pioneer headline reads, boost for Indian agriculture as IMD predicts above normal monsoon. The other story that takes the limelight today is the world leaders calling on Israel for restraint. The Hindustan Times leads with, can't afford war, world urges Israel to back off. West Asia flare-up rolls, equity repeat rights the business standard. On the election front, the Asian Age opens with Modi pledges drug-free India, slams left for corruption, loot. In Manipur, Shah says, government will not allow state to be divided, headlines the Hindustan Times. The statesman takes note, election commission seizes record rupees 4,650 crores ahead of Lok Sabha polls. And finally, the Hindu has a picture of Shakti, Mumbai Zoo's Royal Bengal tiger, catching a break from the relentless heat by taking a dip in the water tank inside the tiger enclosure. And with that, it's back to you, Sarabjit.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning for first phase of Lok Sabha elections in top gear with polling date coming closer. Leaders of various political parties leave no stone unturned to woo voters. Kuwait's Emir appoints Ahmed Abdullah Al Ahmed Al Sabah as new Prime Minister of Kuwait. IMD forecasts light to moderate rainfall and thunderstorms over northeast India till 21st of this month. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeat Royal Challengers Bengaluru by 25 runs. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.